My name is Jack Miner. I'm the PPC candidate for Beausejour.
All right. So, Jack, why did you decide to run in this election?
Well, I think it's a very, very important election. There's huge issues across Canada. And in Beausejour, people were afraid of running. It was considered a safe seat for Dominic LeBlanc. In fact, in the last election, there was a lot of violence and threats from Dominic LeBlanc's supporters, I think. And so the people were afraid to run. And ultimately, I couldn't recruit anybody. So I said, well, I'll do it. So I ran in the election. And I think it's very important. And I think the strangest thing that surprised me is how passionately Acadians in Beausejour are thanking me for running.
Okay, and what was it that made you want to be part of the People's Party of Canada?
Well, I originally was a conservative. I was, you know, I'd asked to be on the board of the local Beausejour conservative thing, but O'Toole has moved the party too far to the left. He has eliminated all the social conservatives. He's trying to be a light liberal. I just can't support O'Toole anymore. And I was recruited. I was recruited by another PPC candidate. And I went and visited Nancy Mercier, the former candidate for Beausejour. And she persuaded me that Maxime Bernier is a very reliable, truthful, solid leader. And I've come to believe that. I followed him throughout the rallies here in New Brunswick. And, I think his platform is straightforward, honest, and he doesn't change. He doesn't tell people what they want to hear.
Okay, now, Jack, what are you hearing from constituents?
Well, a lot of people are passionately in support of me. I do things like pass out cards at Tim Hortons, the drive-through. I'm not supposed to do that. They kicked me out sooner or later. But the drivers, I would say 60%, 50%, especially up at Richie Buckville, are passionately supportive. They really don't want Justin Trudeau back in power, anything to get rid of Justin Trudeau. And again, a lot of them are former conservatives that just can't support O'Toole anymore. So there's a lot of support, and it's mostly between below 40. The people below 40 really are passionate supporters.
Okay, now Jack, healthcare has been under the microscope in recent months amid the pandemic. New Brunswick is facing a huge shortage of both nurses and physicians. Understanding that it's up to the provinces to deliver healthcare, what would you do to help address this?
I would stop the nonsense and the pandemic bullshit. The nurses are quitting. Doctors are in the shortage of nurses and doctors. We are creating a situation where we're forcing them to quit, because they will not get vaccinated. And, you know, hundreds of them, teachers, bus drivers, firefighters, we need all of these critical professionals, and we are forcing them to quit over the vaccines. That seems to be as counterintuitive as it could possibly come.
Okay, and many businesses have struggled over the past year and a half as a result of the pandemic. What will you do to support those businesses?
Again, end the pandemic. And it's not real. In 2020, there were no more deaths than there were in 2019. The only difference was that they were labeled differently. If a person came to the hospital with a broken neck from a car accident, he died of COVID. That's the only difference between 2019 and 2020. This is a political pandemic, not a virus pandemic.
Okay, and Jack, what will you do to help everyday middle-class Canadians and those who are struggling to get ahead?
Restore the economy, open the borders, get people back to work, stop the curb payments, which are an incentive not to work, A. B, I would make sure the banks provide loans to people who qualify. New Brunswick people cannot get loans to buy houses when they are fully qualified to get those loans, and that is malfeasance on the bank, part of the banks. I would have fines for banks that don't provide loans to people that qualify. And that happened to me when I came to New Brunswick. That's happened to the young people that should have bought the house that I bought, but they couldn't buy it because they couldn't get a loan. They were paying $1,500 for a rental, and they couldn't get a loan that would cost them $400 a month. That's profoundly wrong.
Yeah, Jack, affordable housing has become a huge concern. Year over year, New Brunswick saw the largest increase in average rent prices. What would you do to help address that and help those who are having a hard time finding affordable housing?
Well, first thing, I would help them get mortgages to buy houses. And then that would be helping them to get mortgages to build houses. The banking, it's a banking problem, not a housing problem. The banks made billions of dollars during this pandemic. It was one of their best times ever. And yet they're making their profits off the backs of suffering people, and the Conservative and Liberal parties will do nothing about what's going on in our banking sector. It's a banking problem, not a housing problem.
All right, Jack, I think those are all the questions I have. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
I would say that the biggest crisis in Canada is the lack of transparent, formal, public debate. You know, with the pandemic, people say, well, you're an anti-vaxxer, you're an anti-this, you're an anti-that. No, I'm an anti-propaganda. I'm an anti-censorship. We are hearing one side of the story. People say, this is just like, Jack, didn't you get a polio vaccine? Of course I did. But when I had my polio vaccine as a child, there were zero doctors standing up and saying, this is wrong. We shouldn't do this. Today, there are hundreds and thousands of medical professionals standing up and saying, this is wrong. We shouldn't do this. Not just thousands of medical professionals, the top medical professionals, people with credentials that are just astounding, Nobel Prize winners included, who are saying, stop the pandemic. And they are being censored. They are not allowed to speak. There is no free debate in Canada. And yet, people like Dominic Carty are bringing in vaccine passports, and they're not being held to account. Their feet are not being held to the fire to prove that these vaccines are either necessary, effective, or safe. Dr. Malone, Dr. Yeadon, Dr. Mikovich, three of the top doctors in the world in vaccines and immunology, are saying no to all three. Why are we allowing Dominic Carty to destroy our culture and community for something that is not necessary?